For planning purposes, we will be bringing in lunch and working through lunch. Please recognize Representative DeWitt for CCR to House Bill 1260.
Clerk will read.
CCR to House Bill 1260 by Miller of the House and Johnson of the Senate, an act relating to the Rural Economic Action Plan Fund.
Representative DeWitt, you're recognized to explain the CCR.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is the REAP funding. It is a 7% reduction. Move adoption.
Members, you've heard the explanation. Will there be questions? Questions on the CCR? Representative Morissette, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, about a week ago, we were told that the funding was really going to be cut out completely. And now we're a week later and we have funding. Can you tell the body where that funding source is coming from?
Yes, I think in the bill it says it's coming from general fund.
Representative Morissette, you're recognized for a follow-up.
Okay, I hope I can just get this done in one question and not three. I'll ask it again. Is there a new source of funding for the bill?
It's in Bill 648, I believe. Is that 658, which was explained yesterday?
Representative Morissette, for a follow-up.
My understanding is the funding is coming from additional fines and fees for late registration of automobiles. Is that a fair statement?
That is correct.
Representative Morissette?
Representative, I don't think that you were the originator of that thought. Do you know where this idea came from, and how can we justify those kind of expenditures from, because as you and I both know, there are a lot of reasons why people register their vehicles late. The penalties now, I think, are sufficient. Why do you think it's necessary for us now to raise penalties on late registrations to fund something that doesn't really relate to those penalties?
And as you say, I was not the originator of this. I am glad they found some funds to help our REAP program because it's very important to us in rural Oklahoma.
Representative Reynolds for a question.
Representative, don't you think it might be more appropriate that we vote on the revenue raising first, Senate Bill 658, apparently the funding mechanism for this particular bill, before we vote on the bill, because what will happen if 658 fails?
Mr. Speaker, I move to lay this over until we hear 658.
Representative DeWitt asks to temporarily lay this bill over. Mr. Floor Leader.